I'm on my way to my first therapy appointment, and I'm hoping it's all it's cracked up to be. Because I really need it to be. I know this will be good for me, and it should help me get through the things I should have dealt with a long time ago.
Lonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Lola.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come right on back.
And I don't doubt the benefits of that. It's just there's so much to get into, and that makes me feel a little overwhelmed. But I'm committed to this process and getting healthy. So I'm here and willing to do whatever it takes to stay on track.
Well, I'm so glad you decided to meet with me today. Can you describe your childhood for me?
How long do you have? Well, I mean, I guess the bulk of it started when I was 4 or 5. My dad was a drug addict, and my mom and him got a divorce, and then he was never around much till we were almost adults. I was 17 when he came back really into our lives.
You say your dad was a drug addict, but tell me a little bit more about your relationship with your mother.
To be honest, I always felt like my mother and my brother were so much different than me. I always felt like I didn't belong.
You didn't belong?
Especially with my really religious family. I just never fit the mold of the good old Pentecostal Southern boy.
Okay.
And for one, didn't know gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a long time to even, like, figure out what I wanted to do about accepting my sexuality. And even when I came out, my mother flipped out. And my brother, he just didn't understand.
So you weren't really supported in that point in time.
I wasn't at all. I was basically guilted back into the church and spent years in conversion therapy situations.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there were some dark times
that
during those years.
To go
I mean,
through.
It was either going to, like, literally take my own life,
mm-hmm.
or I was going to have to get away from all that suppression.
So what changed?
But to be honest, I don't feel like God's made me wrong anymore. I feel like I'm who I am.
You're who you're meant to
be. And it took a long time to accept that, but to hell with everyone else, because I don't care. I'm not going to go through.
You can't go back the way you came. No. You're forever changed. And I'm so happy for you that you've been able to embrace your true self. And what's your relationship like with your mom today?
There's still healing that needs to
take place.
Yeah, there's still
in
some.
In what regard?
I sometimes don't feel like she ever saw me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I still resent that. I feel like she's kind of the type that if you apologize for something, then it's all hunky-dory and it makes it better. But okay. Some of that hurt is so deep that it doesn't just go away.
But you don't want to pretend as if it never was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Lonnie, for your homework, I want you to sit down and have a conversation with your mom. And I think it would be great if your brother John were present when this happens. And just sit down and talk with her. Show her your heart. Let her know what it is that you require from her going forward. Because you need boundaries. You need her to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to thrive, you need for your mom to respect who you are. And I want you to work really hard towards advocating for your needs because you don't want to revert back into unhealthy ways of being.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, but I'm just, it's a struggle.
It's a struggle. But give yourself credit for the resilient person that you are. So, Lonnie, thank you so much for being here and speaking so candidly with me today.
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts?
No, I think I'm good-ish.
You're good-ish?
Yeah, I think I'm on my way to good.
You're on your way to good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you again really soon, and good luck on your continued journey.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Lonnie, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting you, and
thank
I can't
you.
Wait to see you again. Bye.
Bye. I've lived most of my life ashamed and in fear. So I know I need to talk to my mom about these things before I let it do any more damage to my health. But I need John to do this with me, to not only support me, but I know he must have a lot of things that he doesn't even realize that he needs to get off his chest too, before it starts to get to him, just like me. So I'm calling him tonight and telling him as soon as I'm back in Fort Worth that I need to come over and talk to him, because I'm not wasting any time with this and giving myself any room to wiggle out. And I want the same for John, so he has to do this with me.